HKX, monitoring.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you doing?
Keep the heartbeat, so we're good to go.
Sweetie, I'm looking down on the green grass instead of looking up on it.
So you're outside working today?
I'm running my route. I'm sitting here waiting. Had a couple of shops that aren't there this week or something's going on, not sure what, so I'm ahead of schedule already.
Some of your shops may be on like a summer vacation?
Never know. I never know what to expect when I pull up anymore.
Due to the fact that school's either out or getting ready to be out, a lot of families are taking the vacation time.
Yeah, that's if they can afford the gas to go wherever they're going.
That is definitely true. I mean, and it's pretty much going to be impossible for people to also to get the electric cars like they wanted to, and definitely things are going to get tough here real quick.
The same thing coming, and it's like most people don't even realize what's going on around them.
Unfortunately, some of them may have the philosophy of, well, what can I do about it?
To that, too. And there was a lot we could have done about it before we got here.
Definitely true, because doing nothing is definitely not a way to do it. And just accept and not try to change anything, you'll definitely become very, you'll be at pretty much the mercy of everybody that's, making the, not necessarily a bad decision, but, just decisions that's going to affect us all.
So, you got big plans for this weekend?
Probably going to, try to go camping somewhere or just kind of relax a little bit, but it's still a little bit too early in the week to be making a weekend plan. Patrick, I'm going to take the baby inside the daycare, so I'll be probably back in about 5 minutes or so. KO4PXB.
Should still be around. I don't see anybody moving around yet. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
HKX.
4PXB. You must have had to move around a little bit. There's a little bit of static on there. I heard more static over you, but like I can still hear you. When I was thinking about what you were saying about plans for the weekend, definitely need to do spring cleaning on my garage and take stuff to the landfill. Doesn't that sound fun?
Exactly how you feel. I did a little bit of that last weekend, and this weekend I get the joys of the kitchen remodel starts tomorrow, so, oh boy.
Remodeling yourself or having somebody do it?
I do some of it, but some of it I'm doing myself.
It's always fun and a learning experience, because we're probably going to be having our bathroom redone here shortly, and I'm saving about $5,000 by closing in a bedroom, a door by myself. I just couldn't believe it there, but just for them filling in the door was going to be $5,000, just very strange.
For HKX, well, I've got to do the painting and that stuff. They don't do that. They're going to put the cabinets in, the countertops. Set the appliances, the floor, and all that. I just got to do the painting.
What I would do is I would switch, see if you can put all the stuff in and let them do the painting. Because that's the most tedious and nerve-wracking and annoying.
I'm not a huge fan of it myself, but it's got to be done, so we'll figure it out.
It's definitely There's always something to be done. Yeah, because last weekend we had that car show, so that was pretty much took up my whole Saturday, and then pretty much just relaxed on Sunday. And so, yeah, this weekend we'll be pretty much definitely cleaning out the garage and doing little simple repairs around the house, what needs to be done.
In a home and a project and the list of things that need to be done never ends, doesn't it?
Definitely not kidding. Where it's always something, I gotta patch up a few holes in a wall with that little mesh and that plaster stuff where, you know, kids have inadvertently knocked holes in a wall and just different things that has to be done.
Little kids running around anymore knocking holes in walls, but I do know what you mean.
I understand if it was a young kid that was doing it, but when you got 16, 17 year olds that know how to, you know, hold on to a door instead of slinging it open or, you know, flying open with it, you know, that I can understand a young kid, but when they're 16, you know, 15, 16 years old, that makes sense.
And when his daughters were that age and they were doing stuff like that, he took all the doors off the house, off the rooms where they couldn't shut and fling the doors open anymore.
Unfortunately, with foster care, you can't do that because they have to have a door on that room.
I get it. I thought it was a little extreme myself, but I remember his daughter telling me about it, and his daughter. So it was pretty funny to listen to.
Well, when we were told that they have to have the doors on, that you can't take a door off their hinge or anything like that, but it doesn't say anything about the handle where it locks, so the doors in their rooms do not have the lockable handles like that. But just for safety's sakes, I always knock anyway, and if I don't hear from them, then I just announce that I'm coming in, and I go in.
And that does add a few things that you got to do that you wouldn't normally do as a parent.
Like I said, even with my own child, I did the same thing. I knocked on the door, you know, when they got of age, and I definitely knocked on the door and waited for them to say that it was okay. If I didn't hear from them and I needed them to either be up or, you know, I needed to talk to them for some odd reason, I knocked on the door again, tell them I'm coming in, and if they're not dressed or appropriate, then hey, they had warning, and all I do is, especially with the foster children, I document it, you know, and go from there.
What children are you raising right now?
One right now, the three-year-old, because they haven't, you know, brought a new one to us yet, so right now I just have that three-year-old.
Doing this for a while then?
10 years now.
I'm glad somebody's doing it. I talked to my wife about doing it, and she didn't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everybody, because it does take massive amount of patience and understanding.
I completely can see that. I don't know. I don't know that I would have the patience for it. Now as I'm getting a little older, I just don't know that I could do it.
Yeah, like I said, especially when you realize and read the universal sheet on what these kids went through, so you definitely understand when the horrible home that they came from, that's pretty much just, you know, either messed up their mind pretty badly. All right, I got a phone call. I'll be right back. KO4PXB.
KX, and I'll be here.
KW.
Ken, they out there grinding your stumps yet?
We're trying to squeeze a walk in before she gets scared with all the equipment.
Might squeeze it in before it starts raining, too.
It ain't coming right yet, but I know it's on its way.
Because it was raining this morning when I come out of the house. But up there where I'm at, you just never know.
Not like you can see it coming, right?
There's the weather and the rain. I mean, they could, they can come out of nowhere.
As we're supposed to have some severe thunderstorms in Kentucky last night.
Room for Lloyd to come back in if he was off his phone call.
Before at PXB, I'm back.
Good conversation. I'm just out here listening.
In.
Got through when we had to get custody of our three grandkids. And that, man, it was a serious hassle. Like you said, it's not for everybody, especially if you're older.
Go ahead.
For PXB, yeah. With the foster care system, they have, I mean, like I said, you can't spank the child, and there's a lot of guidelines that have, you know, have to be done. And it, I guess it's in a good way that... You can't spank the child, but also in a bad way that the kids know that, so they act out, and it's very hard to come up with a corrective measure to keep them from, you know, acting that way.
That would be a real challenge. How do you correct somebody when all you can do is take stuff away or put them in timeout or this, that, or the other? I know my son, when that was going on, you could send him to his room and tell him he could do nothing but sit on his bed, and he'd sit there and read all day long and never move. It didn't bother him at all.
That's KO4PXB. That's when you sat at him. You set him at a dinner table with nothing to do and just make him sit there until they, you know, want to talk about it and get the issue resolved. You know, don't enable them to pretty much avoid the issue. It's a little bit harder, but like I said, yeah, just make it where they're pretty much, like I said, around where they just can't avoid the issue.
Some trouble out of my son when he was growing up, and spanking just wasn't always an option. It just, after a certain age, it just didn't work anymore, and you couldn't take away his driver's license because we didn't go get his driver's license until he was 18. So, and he loved to just sit and read, so it was hard to use that as a punishment for me. I didn't want to take that away from him, sitting there reading and educating yourself. You know, how do you punish that? How do you take that away?
Yeah, you definitely don't take away the idea of reading. I guess making read something that's uninteresting to him. Well, like I said, a lot of times what we did is correct a measure, that because push-ups and sit-ups works wonders.
That military training.
And true, because I've taken kids out before in the backyard and did grass drills where they were doing the bouncing ball, jumping jacks, you know, the dying cockroach, push-ups, sit-ups. So, by then, I've had one kid told me when we were doing that, he said, well, can you just not spank me? Because, like I said, and I said, nope, sorry, can't do it. This is the corrective measure for you acting out.
Station, couldn't make out with your transmission. Try again.
Before, why are you in? Just doing a quick check-in this morning.
I believe it was.
Let me try to move to a better spot, see if I can get a better signal.
What got you into the radio hobby?
For the State Guard, we have ham radios, so I needed a license to be able to operate the radios in the field. And I was already interested in it, and that was just one other thing that, you know, made it, had to do quicker.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that now. You was in the State Guard and dealing with that. So you do communication? Is that your part of the State Guard?
I do the communication part of it. I help out in the kitchen because that's one of the few sections right now that doesn't have a lot of people. And I handle the training and logistics part of it. So pretty much I do, I'm the jack of all trades in there where I pretty much handle and help out doing a lot of stuff that where sections need helping.
Okay. I was trying to leave a little space there for the other station to try again. Maybe you'll get to a spot where you can.
Why are you in? Is it sounding any better?
Better.
Yeah, I heard about the state guard stuff. I was actually thinking about doing a little bit in there. Can you give me, is there any tips you have about joining that that group?
What we're doing is that for the state guard, we only deploy in the state of South Carolina for a natural disaster. We also have a search and rescue team for, you know, like I said, missing bodies or children or whatever. Is it we'll go out and help for that. And like I said, as it stands right now, it's an unpaid thing, so it's all strictly voluntary. If you're prior service, then you only have to attend the basic training of it. It's very easy. They teach you how to march, land navigation, military courtesy. Let me pause for the station here. So they have a lot of things that do like that, to where they have in the upstate, they have in the middle, and then they have a coastal section. So, yeah, you'd probably definitely want to stay up here in the upstate area. But, yeah, they have a lot of things the State Guard does. Definitely go on to the South Carolina State Guard webpage and look at all the other things they do and click on the part in there where it says want to join and just fill out the information. Then somebody will be in touch with you.
I did read on the website that I believe it said something about a reduction in tax, but I'm not sure if that's the case or not. With so many hours of service, I think so.
They should be, say it a little bit louder, static's stepping on you a little bit.
Yes, sir. I do believe that I read on the website for that where the, I think it was the tax. You have the tax reduction with so many hours of service. I don't remember exactly what it was. Is that the case?
Correct. There's, if you do 197 hours, then you will get a tax break.
Quick on that. But, yeah, I was just doing a quick check-in, guys. Thanks for talking to me here for a second. That's 732.
KO4HKX. So out there on 85. Careful out there. I hadn't heard of anything this morning, but you never know when it's going to sneak up out there.
Definitely not kidding. It just goes from all running good within 2 seconds. It just can go crazy beyond quick.
And in the State Guard.
2018.
Got out of the military?
Out of the military in 2007, and you know, didn't really know about the State Guard until, you know, a couple of years later when one of the other command sergeant majors that I knew talked about it and asked me to join. And so, you know, I looked and did that and been there with it ever since.
The State Guard, do you enlist for every year, or is it like, you know, 4 years or what? How do you do that?
Take an oath of enlistment for 3 years, but like I said, if you want to get out during that time frame for family issues or whatever, then you just sit there and fill out the paperwork, and you can, if you do that, like I said, you can get out altogether or go to an inactive ready reserve, and that way, if something comes up and they need ready reserve people, then they'll call you from there.
Like you say, I didn't know anything about the State Guard, and I guess to my own fault, I never looked into it either, never done any research on it.
Because until, and even now, I've very seldom seen any State Guard doing stuff. Like I said, I guess mainly because when there's down around the coast, because if there's an issue, then either they go, the upstate will go to either the Midland area or down to the coast, so you really never see much of the state guard in this upper area. And like I said, the and I guess when they do have search and rescue missions like that, it's never announced that who finds the body. They just say that they either found the body, etc.
Thankfully, we don't have too many natural disasters in this area.
Pretty much all the ones they're going to, you know, respond to in this area, like I said, will be the hurricanes and stuff like that.
And then I remember we've had a couple of tornadoes recently, which in my lifetime is surprising that it just started happening in the last couple of years, or I didn't hear about it anyway.
If you wonder about, you know, when we're moving all the trees and doing what we're doing to the earth, has a lot to do with affecting the weather.
I think removing a lot of the trees is a lot of the biggest issue for me, because my science class taught me that I need that tree to live and scrub the oxygen, or and make oxygen for me, scrub the carbon dioxide and make oxygen.
True, and I guess if you look at it, when a tornado goes through a certain area and is going through trees and et cetera, then it, you know, I guess may take some of the energy out of it from the ground of it to where it just doesn't let it keep running straight on the ground.
I guess it does. I mean, you would think it'd make some kind of wind block, but I don't know. I'm not a scientist or meteorologist, so I don't know a whole lot about that, but common sense would tell me that it would make some kind of resistance to it.
Or PXB, that's my thought too, and whatever items that it did pick up in the storm, yeah, that's part of the debris field that it's going to be throwing around, but yeah, you definitely think it would do, you know, the trees in an open, in a field area would be better than just letting it run straight across and with no resistance.
But I'm going to have to jump off here. Looks like I got guys coming around now finally. So you be careful on the rest of your trip, and I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
All right, Patrick, please be careful. I'll talk with you again another day. KO4PXB Mobile.